So we want to remember to offer ourselves to the light. The more we can remember that our holiness is unseen, waiting to be seen, waiting to be experienced, waiting to be assumed, waiting to be self-revealed, waiting to be acknowledged. So the more that we understand that they're saying, yes, I can. In other words, that the light is extraordinary, it's heartfelt, it's upon us. It's, what I say that? They're like, it's swaying in the wind. So in other words, the energies are just swaying. They are dousing us, they're consuming us, they're enlightening us. But we're the ones that have to stand ready. So in other words, if we're busy with downward cast, if we're busy sulking, if we're busy blaming, if we're busy playing the victim, then we're gonna miss our highest note. So the more that we can allow love to have its advantage, so in other words, if we can understand that all of those old suggestions really don't add up to much. In other words, after we feel self-righteous, after we feel victimized, after we feel whatever they are, whatever the emotions are, at the end of the day, it leaves us scrambling because it leaves us without our power. So we want to remember that, like the power of the light, the power of the consuming notion, the power of the heavenly bliss, the power of the divine exchange, that's within our assembly. So within our assembly means that it's a choice that's being offered, that it's a choice that's being asserted, it's a choice that's being made available. So when they're saying it's being made available, just imagine you're on some kind of procession, a buffet or whatever, where they have different items available. But it's for you to partake. It's for you to take the apple. It's for you to have the bread. If you don't grasp it with your hand, if you don't pay that extra mind to assert your own desire, well, then that line is going to keep going on and you're going to pass it by. So this is really about stating your applause. It's about stating your heavenly vision. It's about stating your holy name. So we want to remember our holy name is in lights. It's of light. It's of spirit. So we reside, we exist beyond the limited association, meaning beyond the mind's beyond the mind's suggestion, that there's a greater emphasis, there's a greater trust. The energy of my crown chakra, I'm trying really hard to put words to these energies, but it's so intense. It's almost like, are you feeling this? Are you feeling this? So this is the whole point. And they want me to explain it. It's sort of like the light is so available and steady, it really takes over one's consciousness that it's almost like you just drop everything else, because everything else literally is irrelevant, as you will accept your halo, as you will accept your light, as you will accept your divine increase, as you will accept your divine vision. So we really want to remember that we have light of great possibilities that is advancing us beyond our past understanding of self, beyond our past constraint, beyond our past sorrow, beyond our past grievance. Because in duality, in the fine lecture hall, in other words, in the lifetime that we've all experienced, there's all of this duality, good, bad, right, wrong. You have something till you don't have it. You gain something, but then you lose something else. So it's a little bit of, it's almost like a heave-ho, but it's a little bit of a crapshoot, because it's like, well, what's gonna bring tomorrow? So this is where we're, just imagine an airplane at a certain altitude in duality, and it's sort of like, well, it's good till it's bad, till it's good till it's bad. And then imagine another plane that is moving at a higher alignment at higher altitude. And so with that, you're sort of out of the crossfire. You're out of the gloom and doom. You're out of the clouds. You're out of duality. You're out of something can leave you, because we want to remember when we align with Source, when we align with our heavenly existence, when we align with our true essence, then that Source, that light, that good favor brings us at last into our new love's assembly. So we want to remember we're moving from 3D, where everything seems to be solid and separate and everyone for themselves. And so we're moving into that unity consciousness where we're all already one. So this means that we're joined at the heart. And this, when I'm saying we're joined at the heart, I just have these dolphins that are assisting us, and the energy is, they're saying it's well defining, meaning that this energy that the dolphins are helping us to absorb and helping us to really redefine ourselves is bringing us into our true existence. So it feels like we've been in our true existence. Everyone is like, I've been living this life, let me tell you about it. But the more we understand that it really has just been a dream of consciousness, and it's a projection of the mind, and where we're moving to at last is our true visioning, is our true delight, is our true authority. And out of that connection to Source, out of that connection to our halo, out of that connection to our light, so remember we're on the buffet line, we have the opportunity to choose our light, but it's a choice. They're saying it's a choice worth having. It's a choice worth having. So it's almost like, how would I say that? Like again and again and again, as we choose that, we increase our new existence. We increase our new love's arrival. And so when we honor that increase, it's like the past is no more, because we're no longer identified with it. We're no longer attesting to it. We're no longer attached to it. That's a very significant volume. When we're moving so high, remember the planes, we're moving to that higher altitude where we can't see that lower vision. It's just not even a concern for us, because we're gaining speed, because we're moving into our highest claim, because we're moving into a new consciousness of life. So when I say new consciousness of life, I have Green Man stepping out, and it's like he's holding this, what would I call that? It almost looks like serum or sap or whatever it may be. When I receive it, I just feel like a quickening. So it's like a quickening of increase. It's a quickening of true administration. It's a quickening of our true association. So we want to understand that we're all moving energetically into love's arrival. So love's arrival, remembering that love is who we are. We're not these separate finite bodies. We are love. And so as we move into our final accompaniment, as we move into our final, what would I call that? Like placement? Assurance of who it is we are. We want to remember that all is provided. So in other words, everything that we need to operate our very existence, meaning our life. So that means whatever our particular problems are, oh, I could really use help with this week, whatever it may be. We want to remember we're being introduced to a higher signaling. We're being introduced to a higher concession. We're being introduced to a higher advancement. And out of that state of that divine union, out of that new love's arrival, out of that consciousness of our new life pattern, then that frequency, then that vibration brings forth our acquittal, brings forth our advancement, brings forth everything that we're now in alignment with and ready to receive. So allow yourselves to follow through. So following through is following through with the light, following through with our advancement, following through with our heavenly gaze, following through with our complete notion of self. So that notion of self is increasing at last. So we want to feel illuminated. We want to feel quickened. We want to feel that our divine self, our I Am Presence, our Christ self is holding hands with us, is one with us, that it's becoming one and the same. So again, we're all coming out of this 3D mold where, well, if I just have this one thing, everything will be all right. Well, it's the difference between handing a fish or teaching someone a fish. So again, it's the difference between solving one problem and simply helping us attune to our mass of light in full attendance. And out of that light circuitry, out of that state of love's arrival, out of that consciousness of divine increase, then everything that is right by divine establishment is then heard, is then asserted, is then advanced, is then sprinkled on generously in English, like equals light. So when we're holding it in frequency, when we're holding it in consciousness, it arrives because everything in our life is really showing us our consciousness. It's really showing us what we've been attesting to, what we've been favoring. So as we move in they're saying like acquittal's reach, meaning like acquittal, meaning releasing the blame and judgment towards self and others. You know, we're just really releasing that old obligation, that old story, and allowing love's increase. Remember, picking up the light, we're soaring beyond the clouds. So when I'm saying soaring beyond the clouds, the energy that's running through the channels, I mean, it's just beautiful, it's extraordinary, and it's happening now. So we want to remember that great awakening we keep hearing about. It's happening now. We're awakening now. So that's the increase that's holding us steady. So as you allow yourself that full stream of light, as you allow yourself that full increase of love's assembly, it's allowing all those spaces to be filled. That means that there is no vacuum. Everything's filled with light. Everything's filled with love. Everything's filled with our increase. And so we want to allow ourselves to hold that steady. So that means I don't go backwards. I don't pick up my victimhood anymore. I stop blaming anyone else because I realize that all my troubles are really, how would I say that? It's like they're all waiting for the answer key. They're all waiting for us to pick up that torch of light. They're all waiting for us to remember why we came. So each of us are holding great love's administration. In other words, we're each accessing our I Am Presence at last. And the more we understand that we're accessing it because we're now ready. We're now ready. It's sort of like leaving one conversation. If only the politician would change, if only my father would change, if only my daughter would change, life would be good. And so we want to realize we have all those extremities, we have all those puzzle pieces because they're waiting for our final performance value. They're waiting for us to agree with our light. They're waiting to be seen. In other words, it's all waiting for our own light's attractiveness to restore us to its heavenly value. So in other words, everything that we've now overridden, in other words, it's no longer vibrating to our attention because we're moving into higher circuitry, well, it's just going to fall away. We're not going to have to work very hard. It's just no longer going to be given. It's no longer going to be possible because we've already risen the stakes. We've already advanced. We've already heave-hoed into our new Christ assembly. So we're allowing that notion of light. We're allowing that, how would I call that? Like that receptacle of grace. And the only way I can explain it is we want to remember we're beyond 3D consciousness already. We're beyond the Earth atmosphere coexisting amongst the stars already. So when we say yes, when we offer ourselves to love's arrival, It's an easy fit. It's really important that we understand that. It's an easy fit because our mind is going to twist and turn and want to cave in, want to go backwards and say it's just not going to work. But if we can understand that we're just agreeing to who we actually are, who we've always been, then of course that namesake's already given. Of course our I Am Presence hand, our divine self's presence, it's already there. It's sort of like meeting us at the gate because we are it. So we're not creating something that isn't already in existence. We're aligning to that which has been standing by and waiting for our receptivity. So that is very essential as we understand. It's waiting for our receptivity. So it has to do with what we're admiring. It has to do with what we're availing ourselves of. It has to do with what we're acquainting ourselves with. And as we will acquaint ourselves with our light, our most attractiveness, everything that is not at that high obligation no longer is. No longer is acquainted with our frequency. So allow yourselves to come into this heavenly notion, come into this heavenly fortune, come into this heavenly extraordinary claim, and to bring all alliances, in other words, everything that's a riddle, everything that's confusing, everything that's the past. I would love to get rid of that resentment. I would love to get rid of that grudge. If only I understood how. It's sort of like it's all being transmuted. So you just want to feel that the energies are being lit up. So you just want to when I'm looking at it, it's like a frequency adjustment, and the frequency is increasing. In other words, the movement's increasing. So it's increasing and multiplying. So we really want to understand that we each are the alchemist and we each say so. So again, we're not waiting for the world to get it together. We're not waiting for people that are in relationships with us to finally see the light. So just notice the phrase that we use, see the light. We're coming upon our own advice. We're coming upon our own engagement. We're coming on upon our own consent. This is vital, because this is where we come back to our own power. If something or somebody has the power outside and we're believing in that, we're professing to that, well then good luck. So this is where the masters are blessing us with that good luck, because we're recognizing who we truly are. So when we pray to masters, there's a little bit of chuckle in the room, because we are part of that master consciousness. So when they're saying a little bit of luck, what it really is us being willing to take ourselves back, to receive ourselves in our true affordability, in our true attainment, in our true consent, in our true sunshine. And so as we allow that to be fully engaged, to be fully implemented, to be fully asserted, then everything that was vibrating to our lower consciousness is being adjusted. So allow that adjustment to take place with ease, with grace, with certainty, with strength. With ease, with grace, with certainty, with strength. We're allowing everything to coexist with the light that we now recognize ourselves to be at last. So as we receive this, we offer it to our brethren, we offer it to the collective, we offer it in all engagements of time. So this is going to be other lifetimes, and we keep, well, what happened in my past lifetime, which of course is a current happening. All is now in full notion, all is in full consent of the light higher that we've now amassed, that we have now consented to. So everything is already being solved in ways that could not occur in the lower consciousness. So just imagine that lower consciousness, it's just It's sort of like stairs that have now evaporated, so you kind of look at the road or the staircase, and it's not there anymore. So there is no going back. It doesn't exist anymore. As we have stated ourselves higher. Receive, receive, receive. As we breathe that in, we welcome in the new accord, the new agreement, the new accessory of love's desire. And so it is. Thank you, everyone.